And right now, Dave Dickey is going to join us. It's time for the opening market report. Dave, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jay, and good Monday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, December wheat opened at 5:28 down 3 on the open March, 5:40 down 3 and a quarter. At the Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 5:03 down 2 on the open March, 5:17 down 7 and a half. May, 4:98 down 3 and a half. July, 4:61 down 5. September, 4:60 down 2 on the open. December corn opened at 3:08 down 4 and a quarter on the open. March, 3:19 and three quarters down 5. May, 3:27 and a half down 4. July, 3:32 and a half down 4. Redline, December, 3:23 and a half down 5 and a quarter on the open. Novi beans open at 6:05 down 1 and a half on the open. January, 6:18 and a quarter down 2. March, 6:25 and a half down 1 and a half. May, 6:31 and a half down 3. July, 6:40 down 3 on the open. December soybean meal opened at 178.80 down 160 on the open. January, 180.50 down 90. December soybean oil opened at 26.05 down 12 on the open. January, 26.38 down 16. At the Merck, October feeders opened at 106.77 and a half, up 45 on the open. November, 105.35 up 60. January, 104.07 and a half, up 55 on the open. October live cattle opened at 88.05, up 37 and a half on the open. December, 87.75 up 67 and a half. February, 90.35 up 15. April, 90.05 up 2 and a half on the open. December lean hogs open at 59.10 down 25 on the open. February, 61.50 down 50. April, 63.40 down 25 on the open. And February pork bellies open at 87.55 up 2.5 on the open.
This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Grainfield Marketing in Normal. Grainfield Marketing can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at grainfield.com.
This is the next to last day of our fall AM 580 pledge drive. We thank those agricultural supporters who have already contributed. And thus far, we've received more than $127,000 in support of our radio service. And now we're asking our agricultural listeners to both keep program quality high, as well as come through again on another significant challenge. You did so last Friday, came through with a $1,000 challenge. Right now, though, it's a $2,000 challenge. Les Schulte's in Pledge Central.
Unbelievable, Dave. And I think we need one more call to finish off that $2,000 challenge we've been working on this morning. So call 217-244-9455 if you're calling and mention that you really appreciate the ag programs. We'll put you on our ag challenge from AgriGold Hybrids, Grainfield Marketing, the Andersons, and Strategic Farm Marketing. They banded together. They'll add another $1,000 to our pledge total when we hear from 85 contributors who really appreciate the ag service. So make sure you mention that to the phone volunteer when you call in. 217-244-9455. Let's polish off this $2,000 challenge right now. Invest 2 minutes and $100 of your money, and it'll go a long way towards program services here at WILL.
The fastest fingers at 217-244-9455 right now will make us meet a $2,000 challenge. We accept Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and American Express card. 217-244-9455 is the number to call. Get in on that challenge right now.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Bob Bastifer in Danville at 217-477-6016. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
217-244-9455, the number to call. Looking for a phone call from one person for a $2,000 challenge. Let's go ahead and bring in our Monday analyst. He is Kurt Kimmel of Grainfield Marketing in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt. Oh, we're still waiting to get him on the phone. Let's go ahead and look at how the trade is trading right now. in its range of trading. And as we do that, we see that the machine is cranking ever so slowly. Must be a very busy day at the Board of Trade and at the Merck because we're still looking for prices as my DTN machine continues to grind. So let's go ahead and go out to Les Schulte while the computer figures out if it wants to answer my questions or not.
I know how it feels, Dave. It's been a busy morning out here, too. We want to thank Russ Clover from Buckley, who's just made his pledge of support for WILL this morning and for in support of our ag programs, too. He appreciates those programs. Chuck Eisenmenger from Longview, thank you, Chuck, for your call and your pledge of support. And you have helped us make this $2,000 challenge
awesome.
We had on the table this morning. Thank you very, very much. But keep on calling. We'll put your name on our Ag Challenge list from our folks and friends at AgriGold Hybrids, along with Grainfield Marketing, the Anderses, and Strategic Farm Marketing. They're going to add $1,000, another $1,000 to our pledge total. When we hear from at least 85 of you who mentioned that you appreciate the ag service here at WILL.
And where are we on that challenge?
I'm kind of ending that up here. We're about 50 calls in on that, so we need about 35 calls yet between today and tomorrow to meet that challenge, Dave.
So we need about 10 calls right now to keep us on pace to meet that challenge, Les.
Yep.
217-244-9455, the number to call. $1,000 for agricultural programming online right now if we can indeed meet that challenge.
Yes, that's right. We'd like to thank Philip and Cheryl Kappas from they are from Tuscola, and they've called and made their pledge of support this morning for WILL, and they appreciate the ag service. We've also heard from Jeff and Gary Fisher. They are from Tolono. And they're farmers down there, and they really appreciate this service, too. So join them right now at 217-244-9455. Invest a few of your dollars and 2 minutes of your time right now. And we have that egg cap, too, as a thank you.
Oh, and it's a wonderful cap.
Yeah,
I'm wearing one right now. It's a wonderful blue with our agricultural logo on the front and the arrow for the markets pointing upward like we like to see. Joining us now on the telephone in a substitute role, much appreciated, is Mike Zuzulo of Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Mike.
Well, Dave, we appreciate you being there. I hear you have pneumonia.
I am a little bit under the weather and been kind of working half days and trying to rest as much as I possibly can, and the voice pretty much gives out about this time every day.
Well, make sure you try and get better.
Let's go ahead and talk about the markets because it is quite the puzzle at the moment. In fact, my DTN machine is not responding to what's going on. Where is the December wheat contract right now? And if it's below $5, what does that tell you?
Well, we took a shot below $5 to $4.99, but it's currently down three at $5.02, with the March down 7.5 at $5.17. Both of those are on the top end of the ranges right now, Dave, at least the March is for sure. The spreads are pretty firm today for the most part. The March contract in particular, there was a very late big buy that came in on Friday on the close by one of the locals we picked up from EFG, and we're wondering whether that's not being sold off now because the March has kind of taken on a life of its own here, the first part of the trade this first half hour. So we'll give it another couple hours and see if those don't shake out a little bit more normal. But it is key that we did test the below $5 in Dease wheat. We've gone in and out of a fast market all day, and it looks like Minneapolis and Kansas City is following along also. Obviously, the Chinese potential export of a little bit of wheat, and more importantly, the Argentine rains are probably the biggest issues that the trade's dealing with right now.
217-244-9455, the number to call right now. Lines are available. We're trying to meet a $1,000 challenge. We take Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and American Express card. If December wheat invades $5 on a closing basis, what does that imply for you?
Well, it brings you back down to those retracement levels that you were talking about on Friday morning and some of the key moving averages, you know, for the December contract in particular, because that's been the biggest leader for the fund market so far, this run-up here. You could open yourself up to the trend line now, the second trend line that the D-Suites developed. That's running around 489 right now. So that'd be our next target since you've cleared through the first sharp trend line and you went through the 10-day moving average on Thursday. Now you're opening yourself up to that 486, 489 level. if you close below 5 today.
Les Schulte and Pledge Central, we had a little flurry of phone calls there. How are we doing on our call for 10 calls?
I think that we are probably pretty close to that, Dave. If we could get just a couple more calls in right now, we'd probably meet that 10-call challenge to keep us on track towards that the Ag Challenge for this fun drive of 85, at least 85 people who will call in and mention that they really appreciate the Ag service here on WILL. And our friends from the Andersons and Grainfield Marketing and Strategic Commodities and also, of course, AgriGold Hybrids will add $1,000 to our pledge total at 217-244-9455. Mike, are you still there? Are you there?
I don't know if Mike can hear
you.
Oh,
maybe Mike can. I was going to try and see if, you know, that ag cap, that ag baseball cap, is only $80.
Oh, Mike, Les was telling me that the ag baseball cap is only $80. You've seen that one around, haven't you?
We need one of those, Dave, for my head. Could you put us down so we can get one of those?
Extra large.
Les Schulte, put Mike Zuzolo down for $80.
Okay, will do.
All right, let's go ahead and look at this corn market, and my screen finally is kicked in. December corn now at 309.25. It's down 3.5 today. We're looking for it to hold around the 307 level, Mike?
Yeah, that's right. 304 to 307. There's a lot of moving averages and support levels there on both the daily and intraday basis data. The Chinese are reportedly selling and exporting 2 million metric tons of corn the first 2 months of next year. That hit the markets this morning. The other thing that probably hit the markets a little bit harder than something that everybody's been watching so closely is the funds are up to a net long of 262,000 contracts of futures and options. They're getting closer and closer to that May record they had back around May 16th of about 270,000 contracts. So that's a big issue right now. But wheat and corn have been slugging it out. The spread's been slugging it out. We're wondering, like we talked about on Friday, whether maybe some of the identity in corn will come up to the top and rise to the top of the market here, because we do have a pretty big weather system still showing up on the models on Thursday. So we're really looking hard at the harvest progress numbers USDA gives us today to see how far behind we are, because we're going to be pushing into Halloween with the last part of our corn and bean harvest. And, you know, typically the traders aren't used to that the last few years, so they may get worried about disappearance. We'll have to see how much rain we get on Thursday, but that rain is still there.
217-244-9455, the number to call. Tom Rogers is in the studio as well. And, Tom, these are definitely volatile times, as Mike has suggested right now. A lot can happen in a single day at the Board of Trade, and we know our listeners rely on AM 580 Agriculture to stay on top of the markets.
Yeah, and in fact, they write us to tell us that. You got a letter from somebody in Danvers, Illinois, who wrote, "Although I enjoy other programs at WILL, the agricultural programming and information helps me with my work and is at the utmost interest to me. It's valuable information and appreciated out in the ag marketplace." So you get those verbal signs of support, and you pay them back with the expert analysis that you get from 15 different analysts that you get for free here on AM 580. And, we've put all that information online so that it's accessible at any time, day or night. You can even download podcasts of reports that you may want to listen to out in the field, perhaps. The Ag e-letter comes your way. That's all free, and it's of value to a lot of farmers. How much of that – how much is of value to you? How much value do you place on it? This is where you put that decision on value to work by calling 217-244-9455 and pledging that $100 gift, for example, or even a $40 basic membership. It'll help keep the ag marketing information coming your way on a regular basis, the way you expect and the way you've relied on over the years. 217-244-9455. And don't forget the challenge that Strategic Farm Marketing and Grainfield Marketing and AgriGold and the Andersons have put forward. 217-244-9455. Help us make that challenge, and thanks.
And before we let Mike go, any last piece of advice for producers?
Well, the beans have held in there, Dave. We've got the interior basis still supportive. The products and the meal and the oil are very supportive again today, and the technicals remain supportive. I think they're on we're still in this trading range mindset, and if we go up into higher highs, then we'll have to watch for that basis to get widened out because the Gulf price is getting up there. So I had a lot of calls this past week on whether they should let some beans go. We do think that we're pretty on target with the idea that farmers are going to use beans to cash flow their corn in the bin. So We don't want to overplay our hand here. And if we get up another 10, 15 cents, and the closer we get to 625, 630 Nov beans, the harder we want to push those sales.
Thanks much, Mike.
Thank you, Dave.
Mike Zuzulo, Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Bob Bastifer in Danville at 217-477-6016. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
You're listening to WILL Urbana. In the studio, Focus 580 host David Inch.
Hi, Dave.